Between now and 2013, the Earth will experience horrific cataclysms and at an ever-increasing pace. They will be the result of a large object, generically referred to as Planet X, and it will soon pass through the core of our solar system. This object was first observed in 1983 by NASA's Infrared Astronomical Satellite, more commonly known as IRAS, and was reported in the September 10, 1984 edition of U.S. News and World Report. Many times the size of Earth, it is very large and dark and dusty, and will not be visible to the naked eye for a few years. When it does, it will appear in the sky like a smaller second sun before it leaves the core of our system. While man-made pollution does aggravate global warming, the inconvenient omission is really dealing with the interaction between the Sun and Planet X. You see, it is the Sun that is the principal engine of global warming.
I have in front of me a page from the IBM website talking about their Boulder Business Continuity and Resiliency Services site. And they're nestled at the foot of the Rocky Mountains, 45 minutes from the Denver airport, within 35 to 30 minutes of three regional airports.
I don't believe the pictures of the top of the pipe under the water a mile down is showing anything like 72,000 PSI. It's not showing 10,000. It's not coming out with any pressure at all. I don't believe that that's the real problem. I believe the oil is coming up out of the ground and other wells that are not being put on camera, not being talked about. And I believe that is the primary reason that press has not been allowed to go out into the Gulf to see the oil coming up in other places.
I'm sure you guys are aware of this. There's people now turning on their faucets in part of the United States and in various regions, and they're just able to light their tap water on fire due to the natural gas content and methane coming out of their water supply. And this is getting wild. There's reports of earthquake activity in Arkansas. All of a sudden, the last 2 weeks, there's been commercials airing in Arkansas about earthquakes.
Anybody who's interested in all this stuff has noticed the massive push to robotize, to automate the U.S. military. And if you just look at where this is coming to, okay, the elites are going to be underneath the ground and they're going to have their robots on the surface enforcing the law.
We, of course, have a situation in which we have the government moving a lot of these alphabet soup agencies to higher ground. You have the Denver International Airport, which is a real enigma in itself. You have just a number of strange things going on. Of course, the Norway Seed Vault, the Norwegian Spiral.
The greater panic will come from the absolute stark terror that comes when people see that the Earth is breaking up. They do not want the people to know that the Gulf of Mexico is breaking up. Now, let me tell you something. This is a secret. It's something that came to me 3 to 4 years ago from a friend of mine. He was a former Gulf War veteran. He has contacts with one person who was a geologist for the U.S. Geological Survey. 3 to 4 years ago, he told me this. He said that this geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey told him two things. One, they are surveying for tremendously wonderful opportunities for oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. Two, they expect land masses to arise out of the Gulf of Mexico. This was 3 to 4 years ago. That's how I knew that this oil spill was a scam. And then no other Patriot broadcaster knows that. They don't have a clue. None of them have a clue. They think it was a BP originated thing. But if you look at all the facts, the fact that they're covering up, they put the Corexit in there.
And that's why they built Denver Airport, so they can go underground while we all kill each other fighting for the last scraps of food and water and the rest of it. And I say that these guys are criminals, and we ought to do everything we can to prosecute them before Planet X gets here.
We saw the launch for the first Gulf War. The incursion was actually called Operation Planet X. That's what the code name for the incursion was.
There was an astronomer by the name of Harrington, and he was the government's naval observatory in Washington. And he developed an entire theory for Planet X and where he could spot it. Harrington went to New Zealand, and Harrington then, at a very specific time, very specific place, took his own telescope. It had an 8-inch telescope, as we recall. And he went to make observations of Planet X. And after he returned, he died a sudden, mysterious death of esophageal cancer. What was the real hallmark for us, the real indicator, was the obituary, which was written anonymously and went to great lengths to say he was deeply disappointed by his own failings in his inability to find his fabled Planet X.
Mm-hmm.
He was a man of great achievement. Why attack his work in an obituary?
The need for the elite to gear up with underground bases, to start setting up infrastructure, makes me wonder what they know. Why would you erect the Georgia Guidestones if you basically, you know, I mean, it looks as if some event is coming. They erected the Georgia Guidestones. Like you said, it almost alludes to the fact that that's supposed to be there after an event. Like, future civilizations will find that. It's written in 9 languages. Bill Gates, you know, they're getting involved. All of a sudden, there's seed vaults. You know, it's like, what are they gearing up for?
What's really happening is what's going on in our solar system, that there's something that NASA knows about, and that what's coming through our solar system is going to cause our climate changes. He said you're going to see really weird weather.
You know, these earthquakes we've been having are some of the strongest ever recorded, but yet since they downgraded the Richter scale and started using, I think it's called the movement maximum scale, it's a lot less in severity. So that earthquake that they had down in the one in Haiti and the one down in Chile and the one that got buried in Japan. See, one happened the night before the Chile earthquake. It happened in Japan, a big old earthquake, but that got buried by the Chile earthquake. So, you know, these earthquakes are huge. I mean, they're absolutely huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And just the frequency of them, it's really been incredible. I mean, not only have we seen the earthquake in Haiti, which was a big one, we saw the one in Chile, as you mentioned, Japan. There's one in Australia. There was even several in the United States. There was one, or actually a series of them, in Oklahoma recently. And there was even one in New York City, in the whole New York area, which is kind of weird. You know, I mean, these earthquakes are happening in places where you normally wouldn't expect them to. I mean, when was the last time Oklahoma had an earthquake?
I knew that it was a scam. What they did was they deliberately drilled into that oil volcano in the Gulf of Mexico because they wanted to create the illusion that man had created this oil spill, when in fact God had created it by bringing Planet X in. You see, every seabed in the world is now beginning to break up. We are seeing bubbling, buckling and bulging of the seabeds all around the world. The Coral Sea has had bulging 13 feet.
There's been some rather unique last-minute preparations underway, and I would think that this is one of them. What John reported 2 years ago, that Mountain House, a major emergency food supply distributor, was totally bought out of number 10 size cans by the federal government.
Not just our government, but governments, plural, is the inside information I got. And, of course, Mountain House had it on their website that they couldn't promise delivery before January 2009. They were so covered up.
So when wormwood is coming inbound with the incineration of one-third of the planet, that's wormwood on its inbound trajectory.